Hello.
Is James in by chance?
Who's calling?
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
Cardiff?
Cardiff.
What is it regarding?
I'm just following
I'm
up here
not
with
familiar
some.
with.
I'm following up with some financing the company did with Marlin Bank a few years back.
Marlin Bank.
Is this James I'm speaking to?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of Cardiff. We had extended an offer here about 2 weeks ago to the business. It was based off some good lending history you had there with Marlin a few years back. Do you recall receiving that offer?
Yeah, but I really don't need to, put myself any further in debt right now.
No, that's fine. I mean, yeah, you guys were pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around 250K, so I just kind of wanted to touch base. If now's not a good time, is there typically a time of the year where you guys do look to do that?
No, not necessarily. It's it's a small business, and we're not really, I'm not looking to invest in anything as of right now.
That's fine. How's business been for you guys? I know the industry there for the last few months with no school in session, it's been a little bit slower for you.
In general, it is.
Yeah, it's been.
It's kind of notorious for that now. We kind of expect that, but we're entering a busier time of year, though.
Yeah, definitely. And once school gets back in, it sounds like most of you guys will be picking up. Are you guys kind of on a smaller operation over there, though?
Yes, we do.
Okay. You guys usually pretty local there with your business, or are you able to kind of not necessarily outsource, but to go out of state there, or you guys usually stay pretty local?
It's pretty local.
I got you.
90% of my accounts are all, I usually give the personal hands-on attention.
A lot of repeat loyal business you do there then?
Yes.
I got you. Yeah, if we've been working with a lot of companies there in your industry, the whole new milling equipment that's been coming out, it's kind of been a big trend that a lot of companies have been taking advantage of. Do you guys have any of that equipment in your operations as of now?
Well, I have a scanner.
You have the scanner?
And the Nobel scanner, which, I didn't want to get involved with the milling process only because I know the systems break down a lot and they're not very reliable from what I've been told.
I see.
And you have to have a backup system, so I'm not looking to really put myself that far into debt to try to bring my prices down.
Of course. What do you guys specialize in then there? What are you guys producing?
Mostly implants. Emax crowns. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, have you guys ever looked into, do you guys take advantage of the Section 179 there for the end of your fiscal year?
Not that I'm aware of. What is that?
It's just where, if you owe taxes there, you guys are able to write off X amount on equipment and stuff like that. If you guys do owe there at the end, it's just something kind of businesses take advantage of, and I know over the years they've increased it quite to a quite large amount there, so it's something that a lot of people start to look at just for tax purposes and to benefit the business there.
I'm sure my accountant knows about it, but we've never been in that predicament, I guess you could say.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Is there maybe a good email there for you, James? I can just shoot you my information for if anything does come up in the future. That way you can reach out.
ForesightDental@live.com.
ForesightDental@live.com?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'll shoot that over to you. It's just going to summarize the offer, and then it'll have my direct line information in there as well.
Sorry. It's not live, it's Hotmail.
Hotmail?
Hotmail.com.
Okay, thank you for that. I'll shoot that over. And like I said, if anything does come up, or if you're looking to maybe take advantage of some cheap equipment you found or some capital to kind of get you through some tough times there with operations and payroll. It's definitely something we can help you out with. We do move fairly quickly. We can get you approved in about 24 hours and funded in about 48. So if you do run into a situation, it's definitely something we can help you out with. Other than that, I wish you the best of luck, and we'll maybe touch base here closer towards the end of the year and just see where you guys are at.
All right.
All right, James. We'll be in touch. Enjoy the rest of your week.
All right.
Bye.